This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. I'm your host Boaz, joined with the other host, Jovi.
The other host?
How you doing? Wow. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, man.
It's been years, you know.
It's been so long.
I'm just kidding.
So, today we're talking about applying for scholarships.
And that's like, you can interpret that the way you want, because there are different kinds of scholarships, eh?
There are.
Yeah.
Speaking of, first question, what types of scholarships are available for teens?
Before we get into the questions, are you in any scholarship subjects?
I am not. Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I was in art. I was put in art subject for scholarship last year, yeah. Which makes no sense because like I'm not that great at art.
How did that go for you?
I don't know why I was put in it because they were like, oh yeah, year 12s can't apply for it. I was like, what?
And then you did.
And then, no, so I applied. I did it without them. No. Okay, here's what happened. I applied for it, and then I was talking to one of the art teachers, and she's like, oh, you can't apply for art in level 12. And I was like, what? Because there's, like, the rare occasions where you can.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then they just, it's on my Kmart now. It just says art scholarship, and it's like, well, I didn't even pass it, nor did I even, like, take part in it.
Yeah, so it just says, like, you attempted it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It doesn't say if I've got no achieved or anything, though, so we're all good.
It's just there.
Yeah, it's just there. Are you doing any, like, have you applied for any scholarships?
I've not.
Yeah, because you're not going to university next year.
No, I'm not.
You're doing the smart thing, though, because you're saving up.
I am, yeah. On the big money grind, what can I say?
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
All right, and for me, I applied for a few. I didn't make them.
You going to uni?
Yeah. Yep. But I applied for them and I didn't get them.
Oh.
Yeah. There were only like two that I was eligible for because I'm like a solid merit student.
Yeah.
Merit excellence. I finally got excellence endorsed this year.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Because I was 1 point off last year from excellence endorsed, which is really depressing, but we won't talk about that.
Oh, man.
Anyways, though, it was really depressing for me because I only had like two things that I could apply for.
Yeah.
And both of them.
Oh, man.
Sorry, we can't accept you. You're super cool. Yeah. All right. So we'll get into the questions now, eh?
Yep. All right.
All right.
So what types of scholarships are there?
Okay. Well, I was going to say there's academic ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that you get, like, that you, like, the subject, like, scholarship subject, where, like, NCA funds you if you're, like, the top 5%.
True.
Isn't that, like, a subject?
Isn't that, like, $500? Or is that a different one?
I thought it was like $200. Like it varies on how well you do, I feel like.
That's true.
I don't know. Cause
the $500 one must be another one.
Maybe. Maybe you're like the top student. Because there's like certain rules to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll search that, but like, yeah. So yeah. NCA is like, yeah, you're so cool. You're top 5% for like the subject.
Yeah.
So we'll fund you like $100 or like $500 or something.
Yeah.
For your academic studies next year in university. And then, sorry, I'm just like making this a really long answer.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah, no, this is good.
The other type is the ones that you apply for university that are like funded to you by an organization or a university who are like, they have like some random old person's name.
Yeah.
So-and-so scholarship. And then it's like $5,000 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest scholarship I've had one of my friends win was like $25,000, which is a lot.
I don't remember if it was, I think it was this year, someone got like so many scholarships and he ended up getting like, I don't want to like be wrong, but I remember it being like $95,000 or
like
something like that.
Total?
That's probably wrong, yeah, but something around in the 10,000s, you know?
Because like at the end of like your senior prize givings, it'll be like the school will be like, wow, and we had like $200 million like dollars or something worth of scholarships that our students won.
Yeah, bro.
Like, for ours, we had like 600-something thousand dollars worth of scholarship.
Yeah. It's just insane how much money they give out, eh?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's why you should take opportunity of that. Yeah, learn from me,
Give it a try, guys. Give it a try. You know, you never know where it'll lead you, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my answer, though.
That's a really good answer.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I mean, no, it gave me a lot of information, but I probably don't know as much.
That's okay, because we both don't know as much. Because I didn't get any of the scholarships I applied for, and you didn't even apply for any scholarships. Yeah. So we're sorted. It's all good.
Yeah.
I do know though that there are like certain scholarship subjects. Like there's only a certain amount. So like if you wanted to do like biology. I don't know. I think biology is a scholarship subject, but in this example, I'm saying it's not. Like, I really want to do biology and get scholarship. And it's like, no, we don't do scholarship for biology, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I have a whole list here. I won't read it out because that'd be really annoying. But, like, check out NCA because they have out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Should we move on to the next question?
I think we should, yeah.
All right. Sweet. is there any specific criteria needed to apply for one?
For a scholarship?
Yeah, for a scholarship.
Ooh, I was going to say, like, just, like, simple ID stuff. Like, we've got a StudyLink episode coming up where it'll explain all the ID things you need for those kinds of things that have money and education combined.
Yeah.
So you need, like, personal documents.
Yeah. Would that also be, like, a birth certificate? Is that, like, optional?
Like,
it's like if you don't have a driver's license or something.
Yeah, well, because I don't have a passport, and it's, like, the main thing that people use.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I don't move out of Hamilton to go on cool trips or anything outside of New Zealand.
Yeah.
But you can do passport, birth certificate. I know that if you're like not from New Zealand, you need like the residency thing, like to prove that you've lived in New Zealand for however long.
3 years?
Yeah, I think it's like 3 years.
Yeah, something
three
like
or
that.
5 years or something like that.
Yeah.
What else?
Grades.
Yeah, you need to have good grades.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's like the main point.
Can you imagine like someone being like, oh yeah, you know, you got really bad grades, but I'll still fund you. Like,
yo.
Like yo, both parties need to be benefiting.
Nothing
you know?
But not achieved.
Yeah.
Yo, say less.
Exactly.
Free scholarship.
Exactly. I found that answer, by the way. Sorry, I was just like searching that. Ready? For how much money students who achieve New Zealand scholarship can receive a monetary award. Great.
What does that mean?
It means that they get their money, okay?
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
So this ranges from a one-off $500 payment for a single subject award to $10,000 per year for up to 3 years for premier award winners. So that's like, if you, Boaz, were like super amazing at history, the top student in New Zealand, they'd be like, wow, he's the top percent of students. He's really amazing.
You're just like, going to like fund this dude like to the max.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're like, Boaz, you get $10,000 each year that you're doing study for history.
Yeah,
or something,
I mean, like, they literally don't want you to fail, you know? They're paying for everything.
Yeah, it's just a lot of pressure though at the same time because like, that's a lot of money. So do a lot of studying, guys, and then you'll get somewhere. All right, carrying on to the identification stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to like button that question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make this as long an answer as possible because I know that we did not prepare for this episode. what else do you need to have prepared? Sometimes like certain ones like leadership ones.
You need to have roles.
Like, oh yeah, I was in 500 clubs. 500 is very unrealistic, but like 5 million.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I went up to 5 million from 500. But
just
you
like
need to
being
have,
in
like,
clubs is like a main.
Or like leader. Well, I wouldn't say clubs because like you could just be in like 5 clubs and not actually attend them. But like leaders, like actually I'm this so-and-so prefect and this prefect.
Yeah,
I've
actually
got like, 5 jobs.
Like true group leader type thing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how significant that is, but like, you know.
Not really.
Yeah, no, not really. It's just there, you know. Yeah. Oh, people person. Wow.
It just sounds good, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, for sports things.
Sports?
I don't know,
yeah.
Achievements?
True.
Stuff like that? Like,
yeah,
we won. I don't know. I'm not a sport person. I don't know what you win. A cup. Whoa.
Yippee.
Yeah. That's my answer there. Yeah.
So it's just like, if you can get high grades, do a sport, then, like.
And prove that you're a real person.
Yeah. Yeah, and prove you're a real person.
Sometimes you need parent, like, permission as well. And referees for your scholarship.
True.
But if it's just a subject, I think you just sign up for it at school. Yeah, just be like, hey, I want to do scholarship in finance or something. I don't know.
It's
a really boring subject sounding to me, but,
like,
you know.
There probably would be a scholarship there.
Yeah. But, yeah, they usually get advertised. You might have, like, a career consultant at your school who's like, hey, subjects that give you money if you do super cool.
Yeah.
And then, bang, you get your money.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. So, carry on. Next question.
All right. How early should teens start exploring scholarship opportunities?
Okay, so obviously it depends on which one you're going for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I was going to say, you need to do your own research because, like, the scholarship that I went for, it, like, started in March or something.
Yeah.
And then it closed in, like, October.
Yeah.
So that was quite a big period of time, but still, that was quite early.
Yeah.
Because, like, another scholarship that I went for was, like, 16th of September to, like,
Yeah.
October.
So it's just like knowing what subject you want to apply for and then knowing the dates for that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So it's just like completely up to you, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
That's for like the scholarships, obviously, for university though. Like, research all of them. There are quite a few resources, which after the break, maybe I'll provide because I don't have anyone hand with me right now. But yeah. I have a great career consultant who like, she hooks you up with all the places to be, like, Waikato University. These are all the scholarships. And you, like, say what you're interested in. And they'll be like, wow, Jovi's interested in media. Here's a media award.
Yeah.
Except she's Pākehā, so she can't. Pasty white girl. There are so many, like, for all the Pacifica students, they should take advantage of all the scholarships that they have because there are a lot for lots of Pacifica awards. Scholarships. Take advantage of them, okay? Yeah. I'm very jealous of you. Take advantage of them. Can you ask the question again so I can answer the other half?
How early should teens start exploring scholarships?
Okay, for the scholarship subjects, that one is you have to obviously apply for it like the start of the year.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, all right, scholarship subjects, which you take in year 13.
Yeah,
and if you're super good, maybe year 12. depends if you're super good, if you're super dedicated.
Yeah. Do you think if you're year 12, would they like come to you and be like, oh, yo, you're like really good?
Well, not for me, because I was a year 12 and I went for the art subject. And then they were like, yeah, she's doing level 2 art scholarship. And it's like, well, she shouldn't be.
Might be for like people who are already doing like year 13.
Yeah, if you're super good, I don't think that would, like, I think there would be a reason for people to be like, hey, Boaz, we know you're super amazing at this.
Yeah.
Come do scholarship study of it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, oh, okay, I guess so. And then you, like, breeze through it because you're so good, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're that good, you would also know about it, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, an underdog, you know, then it's like,
just smart Boaz, without knowing it, you know, type thing.
You're so talented at this. Do it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that comes at the start of the year. They'll advertise it. You can choose however many you want to do.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, though. So just,
Yeah. All right. We'll get this question done in 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. What role do extracurricular activities play in scholarship
They make you seem really cool and attainable as a person that's like, we're going to sponsor this person because they're super cool.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
Someone who's like, I don't know, what can put in the work, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're, like, proactive, then they're going to be like, wow, he's going to be proactive in his studies too.
Yeah,
that's basically it. I can answer in more detail later if I think of anything.
Yeah, I think we might do that after the break.
Yeah, okay. Anyways. After the break.
Yeah. So, we'll go into the break. We're going to be playing On the Off Chance by Macho Ake. All right, guys.
I hope that's how you say it. Sorry if it's not how you say it.
See you guys afterwards.
Bye.
Legs under your eyes hang like starlight. When you wake, you're tired. The mind is absent. Let it slide. Let your guard down. Let it slide. Let your guard down. Chance that this works. Can we make it better?
Hey guys, welcome back to Tips of Teens, here with Jovi. My name's Boaz. That song took forever.
Yeah, what a great song. Loved it.
You know, can't complain.
I was waiting for you to get your questions out, but we're still talking about the song. That was a banger song.
So banger.
Do you know my cousin was actually in the band?
Hey.
Yeah, and my teacher is in that band. They're best buds.
My granny edited, you know.
No, I'm serious.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, that's actually pretty cool.
Somehow my cousin and my teacher know your granny. That's kind of, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah, that's why I felt bad about not knowing if their band name was Macho Awake, because he's the kind that will tease you about, oh, is it spelled that way, Jovi? Is it? And I'm like, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. So bad. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Back
on
to the
question.
Episode. All right. Oh, you want to catch people up? Because they might have been like so tuned in with a song that they don't
all right.
know which
so
about.
We were talking about scholarships in the last half. We're talking about what types of scholarships there are. What are the
okay, you don't need to go into that much
criteria.
Detail, bro.
You know, just all the biz, you
making
know?
Sure they're informed. Okay.
You guys should like listen to the first half if you haven't, you know, it's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you're on the radio and you're actually in your car or something. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any tips for creating a standout application?
Any tips?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer that question first? Because I feel like I've
all
been
right.
answering the questions.
Yep.
And it's
yep.
like,
all
I
right.
remember at the start, I said that we all would both
right.
be
so
answering.
So you've got the obvious ones, like have good grades.
Yeah.
You know, if you do a sport, that's a plus, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, any tips?
Are you sure not everyone is going to have that on their portfolio?
Well, you don't have to, but it's always good
but
to.
But most people will, won't they?
Yeah.
So how do you stand out, Boaz?
Be really good at the sport.
Interrogating
be the best at
here.
Everything you do.
All right, let me drop my...
All right, what you saying?
I actually need to think of this. Okay, well, everyone is going to put down all the extracurriculars they've done, because if you're smart, you know that if you're a people person and you get things done and you have commitments, then they're going to be like, wow, this guy is such a cool guy. Got to have him, you know?
Mm.
But you got to make sure that you're an extra cool person, so maybe just have like... a mass amount of things that you've done that help out, you know?
Yeah.
I know that service hours are really good for like leadership ones. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I spent an hour at the gully doing gully restoration or something,
true,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Generally, you want to make sure you've got like a portfolio that isn't like hard to read. Like, here's me looking at Boaz's handwriting. Like, why don't he just type this out? Like, I can't read anything, you know? And when you're formatting it, if you're doing it online, like, I don't think anyone writes their CVs or portfolios out.
No
but,
way.
Make sure that it isn't chock-a-full with, I did this, and this, and this, and this, and oh, I did this in the world. And then, like, 2 years ago, I did this, and, like, 5 years, like, we don't care that much about you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think that other people care about you that much.
Mm.
Maybe they do, but, like...
Maybe a little bit.
Not really, you know? Like, have your commitments you've done recently, especially ones that relate to what you're talking about. Like, why would you have something about soccer if you're, like... applying for veterinary stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just random. Put down all the animal things you've done. I worked at the SPCA for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a really
that's
good
how
answer.
I would say you stand out. I'd feel like that wasn't a good answer. I feel like...
I mean, you know, you got the point across.
Thank you. I'm so glad I can help you guys out.
Yeah, man, helping me out a lot.
You know, like 5 months ago, I never would have imagined I would have been the one answering the questions.
All right. Here's another question for you.
What?
Unless I'll see if I'll be able to answer
another
it as well.
Question. Okay, no. You, right. Can I ask the question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, wait.
Question
I need
six.
To find out what time we're up to. Okay, can you provide insights into the interview process? Yeah.
Yeah.
And how can teens prepare effectively?
Okay.
Do you like how I draw that out?
Yeah. That was
pretty good.
That was pretty good. Well, unlucky for me, I haven't been in the interview. You know, for scholarship. So,
yeah, I don't know why I made you answer this question.
Yeah, so
last
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm guessing, you know, dress properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
basic.
You don't want to be a messy boy.
Yeah. Especially the guys. Like, don't think that's like a button-up t-shirt's going to do it. It ain't. But don't wear a suit. Hey, that's a nice butternut t-shirt that you're wearing there. I will admit.
You had to say that while I'm wearing one, eh?
Hey, no, it's a good outfit. I mean, like, you know, like the ones where it's like super crumply and it's like wrinkles
iron out
everywhere.
Your stuff.
Yeah, iron out.
I think we're a bit off topic. Hold up.
So you said have a good presentation when you're mm-hmm. in the interview, okay? Look nice. Especially girls, don't forget your deodorant. You don't want to be a stinky boy.
Yeah, yeah. make sure you know what you put down on your your application.
Yeah.
Because if they question something and you have
Spanish.
No idea what they're talking about.
You're like, huh? Yeah, can you show us that you speak Spanish?
Oh, no hablo English.
Hola, soy Dora. I'm just kidding. Carry on. Anything else?
Nah, have you got anything else?
I was thinking referees.
Referees.
That's like the obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't be that person that's like using big words, talking like you, like talk normally, you know? Don't be the person that's like, yes, naturally, you know?
Yeah. Like, what's the word? The powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
Mitochondria.
Say it probably. You'd be like, do you know that? Yeah, okay, sorry.
Anyways.
That was a good answer though. Like, make sure that you're not talking like you wouldn't normally talk, you know? Don't be trying to sound all smart, because mm-hmm. then what if you use a word that you don't know? And they're like, what is it again? What
just
did you
like,
say?
They start fact-checking you and like, what's the definition for that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that applies to the wrong definition. So, leave. another thing I was going to say is be respectful, you know?
Yeah.
Not only are you taking time out of your schedule, but they're taking time out of their schedule. Mm. Also, you want to like show that you are the person that you've written down. So like, if you've said that you can speak Spanish, you better know how to speak Spanish. Like,
don't
you said.
Be lying on your on your paper. What's it called?
On your portfolio.
Portfolio.
Or CV.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole episode about this with a career consultant later on. So like, tune on and like,
watch that.
2 weeks or something.
Yo.
Yeah.
All right. What resources or platforms can we use to stay updated on the latest scholarship opportunities?
Okay. Honestly,
Study Spy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But there's like another one that I use, but I forgot the name of it. You forgot it too.
Yeah, I think it was Opportunities New Zealand. I could be wrong.
Oh, it wasn't that one, but that is also a good one I've heard. So Opportunities New Zealand.
Yeah.
Hear you clacking away with your mouse. and Study Spy are pretty good, because what you do is basically they'll give you organization like scholarships as well as the academic scholarships. So ones that are offered by a university and ones that are offered by a business who are like, yeah, we want to support you even though we don't know you.
Yeah.
And then basically they can also help with like defining your characteristics, because here was Jovi applying for a scholarship and then it was like for 25 and older women, and I was like, I'm not 25 yet, so screw that.
Yo,
you know,
that's me.
That's me. In like 7 years I'll apply for it. It'll still be there
one day.
But basically it gives you like, you input your characteristics, so like European. I went to Hamilton Girls High School, so I'm in the Waikato region.
Yeah.
They might have Waikato specific things. Like, I was applying for Christchurch, and they're like, oh yeah, for people from Napier region. Yeah. And I was like,
so you can kind of like filter out cities if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it kind of just helps you find things that apply to you, you know? Like, oh, I'm a leadership. Ooh, I'm from out of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Easy stuff. Yeah.
Easy as. All right. Are there any common misconceptions about scholarships that teens should be aware of?
Wow, that is a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take like 5 seconds to think while I read the question in my head.
Oh, I know one. I know one.
Go ahead.
The money you get from a scholarship cannot be used for personal use. It's used towards...
I told you that, didn't I?
No. I was helping you remember.
Oh, sorry. We were brainstorming together. Just merged together. Sorry, keep going. Keep talking.
Yeah, so the money that you get can only be used towards, what was it again? Just like
study resources or only for, what's it, like
just anything
accommodation?
That's like, scholarship
specify,
related kind of.
You know?
Yeah.
Or you might just like forget to read in the tiny font that says, you can only use this for food.
Yeah.
I don't know. Food sounds very unrealistic.
So before you win like $30,000, like, don't be buying a new car.
Don't buy a car. I mean, cars would be useful, but you can find cheap cars.
Yeah.
I was going to say as well, with like, some people don't understand that you need to be doing lots of mahi, you know, put
lots
the mahi,
mahi
in, because you could be going for the scholarship and they're like, oh yeah, you don't actually get it unless you've got like all A's.
Yeah.
That's American standard. I don't know if I said A's. All E's.
All E's.
I think university is like by 100%. So get that 110%.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro. Get that GPA up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there that you should definitely think about? I'm done. Those are all my ideas. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not in uni yet. I can't.
Yeah, neither but we are sorry. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Hopefully you're just laughing at us because we're just like so unprepared for this episode. We're like, yeah, let's go and record.
I know so much about scholarships. Yeah.
Yeah. One person who failed all the scholarships, one who didn't apply. Don't trust us, but do. Okay. Karen, next question.
Are there any ongoing responsibilities or expectations for those who receive scholarships, and how can they make the most of the opportunity?
Keep those grades up.
Keep them up.
Just like I said last time.
Yeah.
Because, like, it could be yanked from you. Like, yoink, yep. You ain't got
just
that no
out
more.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. There might be other rules as well, because, like, they're all different. Like,
yeah.
You have to be a woman. I don't know.
I was gonna lead on to something else,
but like, obviously, like if it's like a woman one for like Wahine, you know, then it's like, well, obviously, Jovi wouldn't apply for the 25-year-old one, so you have to be over a certain age. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
those kind of responsibilities, which are pretty easy to maintain if they're like literal personal things.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else would I say?
Maybe you have to participate
in clubs or something, or like you have to have a certain involvement with something.
It would be different for each scholarship. So it's just making sure that you know which scholarship you're taking and what the responsibilities that you need to uphold for that. You know?
Exactly. Like one of them was like a Christian broadcasting one, which I was like, hey, yo, I finally got a scholarship. And then it's like, well, obviously you'd have to stay a Christian. That sounds so bad. Stay a Christian. But like, obviously, like it's meant for Christians. Like, don't be faking that, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, Pentecostal, like, don't bank that stuff up, you know? That's about all I have for that. These Christians are like meant for like pros, and as you can tell, I'm not a pro. So yeah.
No, we're pros. We're pros, trust.
We are.
All right.
We are.
Well, we've got one more question for the pros.
Oh, thank goodness.
What advice do you have for teens who may face rejection in their scholarship application?
You know,
how can they stay motivated in the process?
The motivation part, you're going to have applied for heaps, hopefully. So if you only applied for one and then you got rejected, then obviously I don't know how you should deal with that. Maybe cry bridge and get over it. Wait, cry river and build bridge.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just...
cry bridge and build a river?
Yeah, build a
Let's
river,
go.
Stop bullying me about this, okay, Sheila? I'm just trying to do my best. I was going to say... I don't even know what I was going to say. You're going to have applied for heaps, so that's a way to combat it because you'll have other opportunities.
Yeah.
The other one is basically that with rejection, you know, just suck it up because you're not going to make all of them.
You know, some people get in, some people don't. Mm. It's just a part of the process.
Exactly.
You know?
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it on a high, shall we? This has been Tips to Teens and Everything in Between, joined with me and Jovi.
Hi. I don't know what's
happening. Hi, guys. All right.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices. Or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.